Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
47926.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. Last name is Smith.
S-M-I-T-H?
Yes, ma'am. I forgot some people have an extra E on it.
It's true.
Did you say your name was Jenny?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wrote it down right.
Okay. What is your email, please?
It's K-S-86.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
86544 at gmail.
So it's K-S. K-S?
Yes. K is for Kathy. S for Smith. 86544@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to make it simple so I wouldn't forget the password.
Oh, it's very good. Very good. So would the account be in your name? What are you calling about? Are you calling about an order?
No.
Or a charge?
I have a question first, and then you can tell me where I need to go, or maybe you can help me. My husband, Daniel Smith, died December 8th last year. And we both had COVID. He had a very severe case, but he had complications with his, and he passed away. Well, it's taken me the better part of this year to get my head screwed on straight to think like I ought to. But
I do understand.
My question is, he made a lot more money than I did when we worked, and his Social Security, according to his statement, the last one here was May 8th, 2019, was $3,016 a month. I think higher than that. Or was higher than that. I think it was $3,566.
Oh, okay.
And mine is $2,046. And I want to know, can I draw from his Social Security since he's deceased or not?
As you're talking, it's dawning on me, you're calling the wrong number. Because we are a third-party call center dealing with watches and creams and gadgets and such. Nothing of
kidding me.
Yeah, so I'm thinking nothing of that kind.
Okay, I called a phone number that says, this is Lafayette, right?
Say it again, please.
You're from Lafayette,
no,
Indiana?
It's the wrong number, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah. It has your phone number, 888-884-0522. Is that wrong?
We don't
know your number?
Each person who calls comes from a different number. We don't have one. People call from Instagram, Facebook, different platforms.
I'm
so it's not
from
the same number.
Phone.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'll check this out because I have it in, and it says Great Lakes Program Service Center.
Yeah.
But the phone number, and I looked up with maps because I wanted to call off yet. I got a call center and was on the phone waiting for somebody for 30 minutes or longer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
So I hung up, and I thought, well, I would probably either be Kokomo or Lafayette would be the one. And I called the number. I just looked up Social Security for the Lafayette office, and it gave me 888-884-0522.
Okay, so double check, because sometimes these 800 numbers are recycled. And you can't, and so try and get to the root of it and get someone to tell you. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Okay,
you have
been so helpful. You know what? Your job has to be a pain in the rear end most of the time because you don't always get nice people. But I'm in my 70s. I'm telling you, I've always worked where I, you know, I knew everything that was going on and all that. But since I had COVID, it was a different story. It took me the better part of 9 months before I could even live at home by myself.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a mild case. My husband.
Listen. Yeah.
He was getting better.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on the edge of the bed getting ready to go to rehab in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he had an aspiration. It went right to his lungs, which is instant death.
Wow. Wow.
I tell you, this last year has been the year from hell.
I
to put it mildly.
You. Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
And I thank you for listening to me. You're a very kind lady. I appreciate
No,
it.
I understand. I really do. No, really, really.
I know. I've got their address at Lafayette. It says it's 10 yeah. South 2nd Street. I may drive down there, but I hate to go down there because I don't think they'll see me without an appointment.
Well, may I just first say I'm so glad that you're making it through and you're standing day by day, step by step.
Boy, you got that right.
Yeah. Thank
That's
God,
the only way you can
God.
Do it. If you
yeah.
don't do it that way, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
I just appreciate somebody as nice as you've been, because let me tell you, they aren't all nice like you are. They should be, but not that I'm not just talking Social Security. I'm talking in general, and you call in and you get a call center. And they may have had a crappy person before you ever called in, and it feeds over into your call. But I appreciate your help. I won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much for helping.
The best to you now. Thank you for calling customer support.
You.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
You
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.